The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
So, you know, we spoke about Shesha earlier on, and Nomsa Ndluli, of course, is their spokesperson, but she's still listening to the show, and we asked the questions about who owns it. So she said, and this is important, Shesha is a consortium. The Gauteng Industry Trust and the E-Hailing Services Trust have a major stake in the company. Hopefully you got that right. Okay. And there's more. Someone says, hey, there's no death penalty in Malawi. Point made. Let's get to honouring the late Agri Cluster. My guest is Jerome Cluster. Jerome, good chatting to you. You're live on the National Pulse.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be with you. Good evening to you and your viewers and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, you know, firstly, I mean, your late dad has been granted an award as part of the national awards given by the president, and the award that he was given is posthumously one of the Order of the Companions of O.R. Tambo. Is that the right? Is that right? Right?
No, sir.
No.
He's been awarded the Ikamanga. In gold.
And, okay.
He's been awarded this wonderful award by the president.
Okay, fabulous.
For his contribution to ethical journalism.
Well, there's no question about it. I'll tell you what, I first heard your father speak in his own casual way, hands in his pockets from the podium, and I was a lighty, and he impressed on the ability to give a serious message, but being very, very casual about it. Spoke about nation building, right? And you know, he was the editor of Sowetan, I think, at that time, and it has stuck with me forever. So I think it's even posthumously, it is such an honor to reflect on his own career. And so perhaps let's talk about that. I mean, you know, many may be familiar with the name Agri Cluster, but again, many younger people may not be familiar. Tell me about you know, about him and his legacy in the space of journalism.
Sure. Maybe I'll just give you a brief background as well. You know, being Agri Cluster's son growing up, one has always felt that you had this shadow, you know, and this huge shadow that was cast. And because he had achieved so much in journalism, of course, yes, but he was also an intellectual. He was a critical thinker. He was a brilliant writer. And he was also a community builder. And so growing up with that, one didn't really understand what nation building meant. You know, I knew Dad was famous. You could see him on the paper. You would see him in the news sometimes. You would see him in some of the nation-building events, but I didn't understand what that meant. And fortunately, because he was a writer, one is able to read his articles and his columns. But it took me some time, you know, to get over myself, because nation-building is not just about an individual. And my dad knew that as well. It's about how we can impact our society, all of us. And it was a difficult journey in the beginning, because I had to understand my father, who he was, outside of him just being my dad. I had to understand who he was as a writer, as a journalist, and all these other wonderful things that he was. And so our journey was littered with many, many interviews of people that knew him closely and people who also admired him from afar. But the most important thing was to read his work and understanding what he said in his own words about nation building. And that meant I had to read his articles and columns from the 1960s. So can you imagine a naive young man who was running from Dad's legacy is now facing the daunting task of reading about four decades of his writings. And as I delved into it, you know, traces of him in these different dimensions began to start slowly revealing themselves. And it was as if my father was brought back to life, because sometimes when you're reading these articles and columns, you would hear, it was as if you could hear him, you know, speaking to me, guiding me. And it was fantastic, because he then became my teacher about the history of South Africa, literary works that he mentioned, global history that he spoke about and referred to, which was fantastic. And of course, him being a journalist, his life was intertwined with the history of South Africa. I mean, he covered the treason trial sentencing. He worked at Drum magazine for some time. And of course, again, when Biko passed on in 77, he was amongst those who were arrested on Media Freedom Day. So
incredibly
that also
so.
Meant we needed to reflect on all of that work that he had done in journalism and see how we could make an impact to contemporary South Africa, why that matters now. And so each year we have the AgriCluster annual colloquium that celebrates not just Media Freedom Day, but that wonderful stand that those courageous journalists, Black consciousness leaders, and editors took on that stand, on that day against the apartheid regime.
And therefore, I mean, in terms of this order, the order of Ikhamanga that you speak about, right? What does it mean to your family?
We're delighted. We are delighted. It's been 20 years since AgriCluster passed away. He died on the 19th of June, 2004. And I must also just mention, that's the same day, 19th of June, that Saul Blakey died.
Yeah.
Another very famous icon and journalist, politician, just all-around amazing human being who is from Kimberley like my dad. So this is an important award that after 20 years of my dad's passing, we can look back and reflect not only on what freedom is, as we also look at 30 years since we've had freedom, but we can also reflect on when he started speaking about nation building in 1988, South Africa was in a state of crisis. If you look around today, we're once again in a state of crisis. What are the lessons that we can take from the nation building concept that will help us address the issues that we're facing today? And that's why we're so excited about this, because it allows us to revisit AgriCluster's nation building concept.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier on, even me as a light, he impressed on me because he spoke about nation building and I was nowhere near the journalism space at that time. But I've never forgotten it, okay? I mean, is there one thing, we're going to wrap up now, is there one thing that you'd share in terms of his philosophy on being not nation building, but being a nation builder, that you think is so absent today that we need to all embrace?
Well, our flagship program is reviving basically the Community Builder of the Year Awards. They look at ordinary South Africans that are implementing extraordinary projects in their community. So these are people who just don't even have the money, don't get the recognition, but are going out of their way to make sure that their environment is better, their lives and the lives of those people around them is better. And we're very, very keen on making sure that we can get support for the Community Builder of the Year Awards and relaunching it, because it speaks about us ordinary people making an impact in our community.
Wow.
And that is what nation building is.
It I'll
simply is
what,
about caring.
I want to be a nation builder. So if I can help you amplify what you're doing, then we're going to certainly do that. Absolutely. Great man.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great man, your
that's
dad. Wonderful. AgriCluster's... son of AgriCluster, in this case, Jerome Cluster, who's the founder of the AgriCluster Trust. AgriCluster, this great journalist, did many things, but the Sowetan is what stands out for me, but now a recipient of the Order of Ikhamanga posthumously.